CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 23rd of July 2017. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Youngsters on the air flag handed to the RSGB. Ofcom's licensing portal offline until Monday. New 23 SEMS IARU Region 1 record claimed. Last weekend, the IARU Region 1 International Youth Meeting took place at the Ham Radio Exhibition in Friedrichshafen. An enthusiastic group of young people and youth workers attended. Then on Saturday afternoon, the official Yota flag was brought to the RSGB, accompanied by the loud cheering of a group of youngsters. With the ceremony at the RSGB booth, the flag and Morse key were handed over from the Austrian youngsters to the British youngsters. Yota UK is only 2 weeks away, when we are looking forward to welcoming more than 80 participants from around 30 IARU member societies. Ofcom has informed the RSGB that over the weekend of the 22nd and 23rd of July, their payment system is getting upgraded, and as a result of this, the online licensing portal will be down until Monday the 24th of July at 6 a.m. Terry M0VRL reports that on the 14th of July he completed a QSO of 2,662 kilometres from IO70PO to IL28FC with Pedro EA8AVI in the Canary Islands that breaks the UK and Region 1 23 SEMS TROPO records. Terry runs an ICOM IC910X, a Gemini 23 power amp and a 67 element Wimo Yagi. Pedro runs an ICOM 910X to a 23 element Tunny Yagi. Reports of 51 both ways were exchanged on SSB. The QSO was completed at 2021 UTC with an exchange of reports and locations. Paul Watton, G4DCV, has been appointed as chairman of the RSGB Training and Education Committee. Paul previously held the post of vice chairman within TEC and is the project leader for the Train the Trainer scheme, which recently trained its 200th tutor. On the 28th of July, Ofcom will be opening the radio monitoring station at Baldock to visitors as part of the IET's Engineering Open House Day. It's part of the IET's Engineer a Better World campaign to show engineering as a career. Places are limited, so people need to book a place. Further information can be found at www.engineer-better-world.org/watts-on. The Orkney 5 MHz beacon GB3ORK is back on the air on 5290 kHz. After repairs and an upgrade by Andy G4JNT, its new synthesizer now transmits JT9A in addition to the original sequence of stepped power levels. On 50 MHz, the Mid-Cornwall Beacon GB3MCB has been reconfigured to join the IARU Region 1 synchronized beacon program. It sequentially transmits on its new frequency of 50.005 and 50.443 MHz, sending both CW and the PI4 digital mode. For the shared 50.005 frequency, its call sign is modified to GB3MCB/S to assist reception reports. Ofcom have updated their guidance notes relating to the UK amateur radio licence. The new edition, dated July 2017, replaces the previous April 2016 version and includes changes associated with the induction of the new Ofcom online licensing system last summer. The document should be read in conjunction with the licence and is intended to help licensees understand and comply with the licence term and conditions. The 26-page, 240-kilobyte PDF document can be downloaded from the Ofcom website at https://tinyurl.com/Yankee7EchoEchoSierraHotelKiloRadio, all in lowercase. DXCC card checking will be available at the National Hamfest in September this year, thanks to the UK 6 Meter Group, who will be hosting Fred G4BWP on their stand. This year's International Air Ambulance Week will take place between the 9th and 17th of September, with a focus on supporting and generating donations for flying medical services around the world. Registration will be mandatory, and all stations taking part will be issued with a registration number, which will be listed on this website. The registered number needs to be quoted by each station regularly. Register at www.radio-amateur-events.org. The latest 2016 RSGB convention lecture to be added to the RSGB's members area is The New World of Amateur Satellites by Graham Shearville, G3VZV. You'll find this, other convention lectures, and a host of other exciting videos in the RSGB video portal. That's rsgb.org/video. The 2016 convention lectures are members' benefits, but other videos are available for anyone to view. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 23rd, the Finningley ARS Rally will take place at the Hurst Communications Centre, Belton Road, Sandtoft in Doncaster, DN85SX. Doors open 10:30. There's free parking, a large indoor and outdoor traders area. Hot food and drinks available all day. £3 to get in. Contact Kevin G3AAF on 07831 614 640. The Chippenham and District ARC Rally takes place on the 30th of July at Kington Langley Village Church, Church Road, Kington Langley, SN15-5NJ. In Torkin will be S22, which is 145.550. There are disabled facilities and on-site parking. Doors open 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Entry £2 with under 16s free. Car boot pitches £6 each for cars and vans, payable on entry. Tables inside £8. Access available from 7 a.m. for setup. Hot food and drinks are available on site. Details from Brian by email to g6huim3@gmail.com. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News or Radcom or the RSGB website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now, the DX News compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. A large team from Cockenzie and Port Seton ARC will be active from the Isle of Tiree, EU008, from the 28th to the 30th of July. They're participating in the IOTA contest as GM2T and might be on the air as MM0CPS before the contest. QSL via GM4UYZ, either direct or via the Bureau, Club Log, Logbook of the World and EQSL. ENG4SGX will be active as GM4U portable from the Isle of Jura, EU008, from the 28th of July to the 1st of August, QSL home call. P40X will be active from Aruba, SA036, until the 5th of August. They will participate in the IOTA contest, QSL DL8UD, direct or bureau. The log will be uploaded to Club Log. DETA DF2SD will be active as OZ stroke call sign from Fano Island, EU125, until the 4th of August, including participation in the IOTA contest. He'll operate SSB in digital modes on the 6 to 80 metre bands, QSL Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World, and EQSL, or via his home call sign, either direct or via the Bureau. Bill VK4FW will be active holiday style as 3D2T from Viti Levu, OC016 in Fiji, until the 27th of July. He'll operate mostly CW 40, 30, 20, 17 and 15 metres, QSL via his home call. Yuri ES8GP will be active as ES0GP from Manilade Island, which is EU178, from the 24th to the 31st of July. IOTA contest included, QSL ES8GP Direct or Bureau. Now for special event news, Mid-Ulster ARC will operate a special event station at Coney Island until the 30th of July. Operations will be 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and the address is Meharry County Country Park, County Armagh, BT716NS. Until the 30th of July, Big Scout Jamboree will take place near the town Sonderborg in Denmark. The Scout Jamboree will be active with a special call sign OZ17SJ and the QSL manager is OZ1ACB. No IRCs or paper cards. Please use club log even. OQRS. More details. https://qrz.com/db/OZ17SJ. GB1AFV will be operated by Scunthorpe Steel ARC starting on the 30th of July, commemorating the first use of wireless in a British armoured fighting vehicle at the Third Battle of Ypres on the 31st of July 1917, based on the club on the radio club's room at the Appleby Frodingham Sports Club, Brumby Hall, Ashby Road, Scunthorpe, which is in Lincolnshire, DN16 1AA. There's lots of interesting information on qrz.com. Chester and District RS will be running a special event station from the visitor centre at Llyn Brennig Reservoir on the 29th of July to publicise amateur radio and the work of Welsh Water. The call sign will be GB2DWR. South Essex ARS will put GB2BOX on the air from Boxted Airfield Museum, Langham Lane, Langham in Essex, CO45NW. For Airfields on the Air from the 30th of July, admission to the museum £3, children get in for nothing. GB4RME will operate from inside the Royal Mint in Llantris and Wales. The special event station will operate from the 30th of July to the 5th of August. More information available, www.bars.btil.com. Now contest news. On Tuesday, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2230 UTC using 2.3 gigs and up bands. The exchange will be signal, port, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the data leg of the 80 metre club championships runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. The exchange is signal, report and serial number. The RSGB's flagship HF contest, the IOTA contest, takes place on the weekend of the 29th and 30th. Please note this year there are changes to the rules, so make sure you check before entering. The 24-hour run starts at 1200 UTC on the 29th. Using the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange is signal, report, serial number and IOTA reference. On Sunday the 30th, the UK Microwave Group runs contest from 0600 to 1800 UTC using 5.7 and 10 gigs bands. The exchange is signal, report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G3SVW, G3YLA and G4BAO on Friday the 21st of July. Last week, space weather was dominated by sunspot number 2665 that was 20 times larger than any recent sunspot, the largest since 2529 in April 2016. It disappeared on Wednesday as the sun's rotation took it out of view. Solar flux held at 92 before fading back to the low 70s. Conditions were unsettled due to C2 and C3 flares. Strong geomagnetic storms occurred. The south-pointing BZ component of the interplanetary magnetic field reached a maximum negative value of minus 23 nanotesla. Maximum usable frequencies rose briefly to just over 24 megs for the longer paths. Stations in Japan were worked from Europe around midday on 18 megs. European and Russian activity was plentiful on 28 megs for most of the days of the week. Many stations in the International Beacon Project Network were copied on 40 and 18 megs. It's always worth listening to their spot frequencies and indicators of conditions. At 2300 UTC on Thursday the 14th and on Thursday, the 14 and 18 megahertz bands were still open to the USA. The W1AW Morse practice runs were copied on both bands. South America produced a contact from Peru on 14 megs at 2330. NOAA is forecasting more of the very low solar activity we've become used to. Propagation we may enjoy is likely to be disrupted by further flares. Moderate geomagnetic storms continue to threaten the closing of this HF report. There are no visible sunspots on our side of the sun and the solar flux is 70. Now for VHF and up, last week saw a record-breaking tropo from southwest UK down to the Canary Islands with 144 megs and 432 megs QSOs and acclaimed new 1.3 gigs Region 1 record of 2662 kilometres. At this time of the year, fortunately, placed stations in the southwest can couple into ducks caused by the Azores High, giving some super DX. The rest of the country did not fare as well, but next week there may be some brief spells with a ridge of high pressure near to southern areas, but not looking like a strong feature. Tropo is an option, but relatively weak and typically found overnight and first half of the morning before the sunshine warms out any overnight temperature inversions. A weak area of low pressure covers much of Britain at first with some scattered showers, possibly heavy and thundery. It will give options for more rain scatter on the gigs bands. Sporadic E has found new legs recently with some good openings across Europe and beyond. It's still within the prime time freeze and should provide days of activity well into August. As usual, the best times are late morning and late afternoon and early evening. Moon declination is positive but falling and goes negative on Friday, with losses increasing as the week progresses. We're still a week or more away from apogee, so use the early part of the week for best results on EME. And that's it from the propagation team. That's all from me until next week.